A bill that would cut down the number of executive branch positions that require Senate confirmation passed its first test in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee yesterday. It would take about 200 jobs off of the list of positions subject to the nomination and confirmation process. At yesterday's hearing, Ranking Member Susan Collins of Maine gave some perspective on how that list has gradually grown.
When President Kennedy came to office, he had 286 positions to fill that required Senate confirmation, 286. By the end of the Clinton administration, there were 914 such positions. Today, the Rules Committee puts that number at 1,409 positions that required the consent of the Senate. For those of us concerned about the size of government, let that sink in for a moment. That is an increase of more than 1,000 positions that require Senate confirmation. That's nearly a 400% increase.
And Collins says it takes far too long for the Senate to make its way through all those nominations. By the time President Obama was 18 months into his presidency, a quarter of his nominees were still awaiting confirmation. And the committee says that's not unusual. Collins contends that slow process presents not just a management problem for an administration, but also a potential national security threat.
The 9/11 Commission noted that at the sub-cabinet level, there were significant delays in the confirmation of key officials, particularly at the Department of Defense in 2001. And our enemies take note of that as well. It's not a coincidence that Al-Qaeda tends to strike at the beginning of administrations, whether here or abroad.
Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman says it's obviously a problem of the Senate's own making. He says over the years, when Congress has decided to create a new high-ranking federal position, it's wanted to tack on the prestige that presumably goes along with the Senate's stamp of approval.
Part of the problem here is that there are too many positions. Not only too many positions to confirm, there are too many positions. And you know how this works. It's the old pogo line, and we met the enemy. It's us. Somebody has an idea, we create a department, we do a reform, we decide to create a position, but then once you create it, to give it some status, well, you gotta have it confirmed by the Senate, you know.
The measure appears to have broad support. It's co-sponsored by both the Senate Minority Leader and Majority Leader and more than a dozen other senators. Its authors tried to take a cautious approach to the list they were eliminating from Senate confirmation in order to avoid turf battles with committee leaders who don't want to give up their prerogative to oversee important appointments. Collins and Lieberman say the guidelines they used were to only remove positions that don't have policymaking or budgetary authority and that already report to other Senate-confirmed officials.
Should the Senate really be spending its time confirming the 10 part-time members of the National Institute for Literacy Advisory Board or the 20 part-time members of the National Museum and Library Services Board, all of whom have to go through the complete Senate confirmation process?
In fact, Collins says most of the positions they want to remove are part-time advisory roles, but not all. And that's a problem for Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn, one of three senators who voted no in committee yesterday. He says some of the so-called low-ranking nominees that have to pass through the Judiciary Committee, where he sits, have control over billions of dollars in grant funding. He says instead, Congress should put a three-month trigger on less important nominations, so if the Senate does nothing, the nominee is automatically confirmed.
In other words, make it where we don't give up our right, but you put a time limit to force something to happen. Because the real problem is it's not happening. So once they're nominated, if after 3 months they haven't had a vote, they're automatically confirmed. The president doesn't have to recess, confirm them. They're automatically confirmed. It'll force us to do the work on the important ones that are important to me. In judiciary, for example, several of these grant, the juvenile justice directors and some of these other things where we found in appointing people, that, and this was Bush, true with Bush administration too, it's not just Obama administration, that we need to do our homework. And on several of them, we found significant reasons that the names have been withdrawn. And we would not have had that had we not gone through the process.
That was not the only objection. The measure would also relieve agency chief financial officers from having to be confirmed, although many of them are already not subject to confirmation. Ohio Republican Rob Portman, who's also a former director of the Office of Management and Budget, says it's the wrong time to be downgrading the perceived importance of CFOs.
When I was at OMB, I met periodically with the CFOs. I'm not sure that it happened previously, and I did it to empower them and to try to lift them up and let them understand that we were looking to them, as many in the Congress were when they passed the Chief Financial Officers Act of 1990. I think that principle is more important today than it was then. We're looking at a record deficit again this year. We're asking that there be more financial management responsibilities through the departments. Whether we agree with it or not, that's what we're going to have to do is look for agencies to do more with less, and we've got to get the CFOs in a position of authority and stature to do that. I think about the private sector, and in companies where a CFO is not one of the top three or four people, it's probably not a very well-run company.
In the end, senators decided to refer the CFO issue to the Rules Committee. That panel's planning to consider separate legislation that would create a fast-track nomination path for some categories of presidential appointees. Lieberman says the bill also aims to cut down on the number of forms nominees have to fill out before they appear before the Senate.
This corrective is not the only thing that people are trying to do to expedite the process. Part of it is to see if there can't be some coordination of the vetting of the candidates so that once somebody is vetted by the White House, they don't have to go through the same vetting again. We can have essentially a common questionnaire, at least, to start out with.
Several senators say they hope that removing at least some jobs from the confirmation process will lead to more people actually applying for those jobs once they've removed the deterrence of questionnaires and confirmation hearings. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.